Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The DH, Pedro Munoz. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dan Maestelo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Geronimo Barroa. Batting third. The second baseman, Brent Gates. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jason Giambi. Batting sixth. The DH, Danny Tartabull. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Stan Javier. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The catcher, Eric Helfand. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, John Waston. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Barroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Becker hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Puckett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Barroa strikes out. Two outs. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gates strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cordova hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Maesteller is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Maesteller hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McGuire hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Giambi hits a line drive into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Laos hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Walbeck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baroa. Walbeck reaches second base with a double. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walbeck scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Mears. The throw from Helfand and he is safe. Mears steals second. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Javier takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eric Helfand batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Helfand hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Laos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Javier moves to second. Geronimo Baroa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baroa is 0-for-1 in the game. Baroa hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Baroa reaches second base with a double. Javier scores. Henderson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Athletics. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gates is 0-for-1 in the game. Gates takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi is 0-for-1 in the game. Giambi hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Baroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baroa. Cordova reaches second base with a double. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Munoz hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dan Maesteller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Maesteller is 0-for-1 in the game. Maesteller hits a line drive into right field. Baroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a pop-up into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Javier is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Javier hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Helfand is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Helfand is 0-for-1 in the game. Helfand strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leos is 0-for-1 in the game. Leos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Walbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Walbeck hits a line drive into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mears is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mears hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There goes Mears. The throw from Helfand and he is safe. Mears steals second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch hits a pop-up into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Berroa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Berroa hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gates is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gates strikes out. Walbeck drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gates out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Becker is 0-for-2 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Berroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cordova is hit by the pitch. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Cordova. The throw from Helfand and he is safe. Cordova steals second. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Munoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Munoz hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Maguire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi is 0 for 2 in the game. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tartabull moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bordick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. There goes Javier trying to get to third. Becker throws the ball into Leos, who tags Javier for the out. It's 6-1, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Moeller now pitching. Jeff Rabule pinch hits for Dan Maestler. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule strikes out. Helfand drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Rabule out. One out. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Leos is 0 for 2 in the game. Leos hits a line drive into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Walbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Rabule now playing first base. Scott Klingenbeck now pitching. Eric Helfand is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Helfand is 0 for 2 in the game. Helfand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berroa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Berroa takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gates is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gates hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Maguire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Maguire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Maguire hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rabule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Carlos Reyes now pitching. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mears is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 3 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field. Berroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0-for-3 in the game. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Giambi is 0-for-3 in the game. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Scott Brosius pinch runs for Danny Tartabull. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Aker now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Giambi fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0-for-3 in the game. Munoz takes first base on ball 4. Cordova moves to second. Denny Hocking pinch hits for Jeff Rabule. Steve Wojciechowski now pitching. Ron Coomer pinch hits for Denny Hocking. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coomer hits a line drive into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Leo's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Leo's is 0-for-3 in the game. Leo's hits a ball on the ground towards third. Giambi fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.